Hi guys, and welcome back to another Kiru video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the Kiru control. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Dads as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you the Kiru control. If you haven't seen the Kiru control yet, this is an attachment that goes onto your Kiru strokers and it controls other toys. And another very cool feature it has, it controls media. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be showing you how to use the Kiru control, and I'm going to be showing you how to connect it to the Kiru Connect app. If that wasn't enough, I'm also going to show you how to control another toy, and I'm going to give you a little bit more information about it and give you a review at the end. So there really is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you watch the unboxing video. Okay guys, as always, I like to show the outside of the box so you can see that the packaging is discreet. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Kiru on it. So let's now open it up and show you what I've got. The first thing you'll see is the Kiru control. The other toy in the box is the Kiru Clear Pocket Stroker. I'm not going to be reviewing it in this video. I am going to leave that to another one, which should be linked in the top right hand side of your screen. The Kiru control fits on their pocket range of toys, and it also fits on their Feelstar range. So I'm going to put the pocket stroker to one side and we're going to take a closer look at the Kiru control. Once I've got the wrapping off, I'll show you what's inside. As soon as you open up the box, you'll see the instruction manual. The instruction manual actually only gives you the basics of how the toy works, but there is so much more this attachment can do, and I'm going to try and cover some of that in this video. So let's put this to one side for a second and let's show you the attachment. So let's slide it out the box and show you what it's all about. One thing I would like to say is that it's extremely well packaged and there's no movement inside. There's no chance of it rattling around inside the box and getting damaged. If we turn the Kiru control upside down, our charging cable is located inside. And once I stop being an idiot and actually get the packaging off, I'm going to show the attachment in more detail. As I say, very little chance of it getting damaged. And yes, I've sped this part of the video up. Okay, we're finally in, so let's take a closer look. As you can see, there is a large sticker on the top of the attachment. There's not much to show you if we flip it upside down, as there's nothing inside. I'm not gonna lie, I was expecting a little bit more. When I recorded this video, I had absolutely no idea what the control did. And to be fair, we don't know its full limitations. And the reason for that is because the Kiru control's coding is open source. This means that third-party platforms can now integrate Kiru toys with their platform's development. To charge your Kiru control, there is a charging port at the back of the toy, and the port is covered by a rubber plug. Next, I'm going to be showing you how to use the Kiru control. To turn it on, underneath the sticker is a blue button. Push and hold it down and it will start flashing. This is putting your Kiru control into connect mode. When connected to the Feel Connect app, the light will remain blue and will stop flashing. If you push the button again on the top, it will start flashing green. This puts it into video control mode. Think of this mode as a remote control for your videos. You'll be able to skip and rewind videos from the toy with the blue buttons on the side. By pushing the blue button on the top again, it will put it back into connect mode. If you want to turn your control off, all you need to do is hold down the blue button, the lights will flash white and it will be switched off. To attach your Kiru control to your Kiru Feel Pocket Stroker or your Feel Star Stroker, all you need to do is unscrew the cap at the top of your stroker, remove it and screw on your Kiru control. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to pair your Kiru control with the Connect app. I'm also going to be showing you how to control someone else's toy.
To control another toy with the Kiru Connect, you first have to connect it to the Feel Connect app. You will have to make sure that you've got your Bluetooth switched on and you've got the Feel Connect app installed onto your phone. Once all that's done, you're going to have to open the app. In the top middle of the screen, there is a plus button that says Connect New Toy. You're going to need to give this a push. The app will start searching for your toy, so we're going to turn it on so it can find it. Once it has been found, it will be displayed on screen, and all we need to do is click on Connect. When the app has been fully paired with the Feel control, the blue flashing light will remain static, and it will stop flashing. You'll also see a green tick within the app. You're now able to push the Test Your Device button. Do this and the lights on the control will change colour. When they have finished, push the Continue button. You'll now see that the Kiru control control has been added to your toys. If you haven't already connected the toy that you want to control, you repeat this process. As I've already connected my Kiru Kian in the past, I'm going to be using this. So all I need to do is switch it on and wait for it to connect. Once it has been connected, click on the control button in the bottom middle of the screen. This will bring up a list of options that we can choose from. And the one we want to select is device to device. This brings up two boxes that says add device. In the main device box, we're going to click on the plus button and we're going to select our control. Click on the got it button and in the box underneath called control device, we're going to click on the plus button again and select our Kian. And that's essentially it. If we want to add more toys, we can just click on the add button again and select whatever toy we want to connect to. All that's really left to do now is start using it. And if we pick up our stroker and we start to shake it, our Kiru Kian starts to react. You can also control the speed by how fast you shake it. As I say, this does work with other Kiru toys and each will react in their own way. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself a Kiru control, there is a link in the description below.
There you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Kiru Connect, and that's how to use it. Some of the boring information is that it is 49 millimeters high and 69 millimeters wide. It weighs in at 124 grams, and it comes with the Kiru control, the USB charging cable, and it comes with its manuals. I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. Now, when I first got this, I was slightly underwhelmed because I didn't know what it was. I was expecting an attachment that kind of done something like the Power Blow, where it done something. I was a bit selfish and I thought, what about me? As I say, this is before I knew what it could do. So kind of, yes, it does only control other people's toys, but it also does make it more affordable to do so. If you have any of the Philstar strokers and the pocket range, it fits to all of them. So one of the cool features is you can control your media with it. Picture the scene. You're in your pit and you're using your stroker. You're watching some videos and you want to rewind a bit of the video that you've just watched, or you want to skip to the next bit. Well, you can simply do that with this attachment. All you need to do is push the two buttons either side and it will skip forward and rewind. So you don't have to get up, you don't have to look for a remote control or your mouse, it's already on top of your stroker. Another cool feature is Kiru have provided an SDK which lets third-party companies start making apps with this in mind, which doesn't mean much for the likes of me and you, but for the tech-minded people, they can now create games with this as a control. And no, it's not just limited to games, videos and audio could be used with this. Now, I did try and use this and I got stuck down a rabbit hole for 2-3 days. I'm not the most tech savvy person, but for those who are, can make some really cool apps with this. And for those who have created an app or a program with the Kiru control in mind and they want it featured on my channel, let me know. I got to sort of 70% of a working game with this as a control. And I think with a couple of extra days, I could actually get it to work. So keep your eyes peeled. You may see something from me. As I say, guys, the possibilities could be limitless with this. And as I said earlier in the video, it's not just for controlling the Kiru Kian. Last I checked, you can control nearly all of Kiru toys. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Kiru control, then there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Kiru's profits should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.